Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ellie and Matilda with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Treasurer David Jensky aims for hope amid uncertain times in ambitious state budget. On the hope side of the ledger is the Boost to Buy Shared Equity Scheme to allow young Queenslanders to buy a property worth up to $1 million on a deposit of as low as 2%. The $165 million for up to 1,000 people is arguably a modest start, but Mr. Jensky hopes it's just the beginning and he will tip more money into the bucket if it's fully taken up. Quote, "I want Boost to Buy to drive home ownership in Queensland. The government wants you to have a home to own," end quote.
Listeners are advised that the following story contains a mention of sexual assault. Former Liberal Party staffer Bruce Lehrman has lodged an application seeking a permanent stay of two charges of rape alleged to have occurred in Toowoomba, west of Brisbane, in October 2021. The application seeks a declaration that intercepted phone calls between Mr. Lehrman's lawyers and Queensland Police were illegally obtained. Mr. Lehrman's application will be mentioned today in the Ipswich District Court. In national news, unprecedented snowfall and cold polar air masses are expected across southeast Queensland today and into the weekend. The Bureau of Meteorology has predicted powerful cold fronts, hail and thunderstorms across Tasmania, Victoria and New South Wales. Though the harsh weather in alpine areas has been chilly, the winter storm has served as drought relief for many, with Mount Gambier receiving more than 115 millimetres of rain this month. This is the city's highest rainfall since June 2023.
A new species of eyeless wasp has been discovered mummified in a Western Australia Nullarbor cave. Mr. Marsh, an entomologist and archaeologist from the University of Adelaide, said the wasp is the only of its kind, that it is known to have adapted to a cave life without any vision. The insects were found by civilian scientists from the Australian Speleological Federation, preserved due to salty cave conditions. Further environmental studies in the area are proposed, placing emphasis on endangered species in the area. In international news, as the conflict between Israel and Iran continues, here's what you may have missed overnight. Both Israel and Iran have now acknowledged the ceasefire announced by US President Donald Trump yesterday morning. However, no parties have released the terms of the deal. Israel has since accused Iran of breaking the ceasefire deal, prompting Trump to lash out at both parties. In a statement to reporters on the White House lawn, Trump stated, quote, "They don't know what the F they're doing," end quote. During the 12 days of fighting, Israel's emergency services have reported 28 people killed. A Washington-based human rights group have said at least 974 people were killed in Iran during the same period. People engaging with this unfolding story are advised to remain cautious of fake content after multiple videos have surfaced with experts identifying that they are AI-generated.
For your weather this morning, Brisbane is finally starting to show a little bit of sun. It is currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.